We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everyone. Welcome a Wednesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. We're here for the next hour and a half. We'll give way to the final, or the first four, not the final four, the first four out of Dayton tonight. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Tom Thurber, Max Power. We're doing the show. I'm Bob. That's Jeff. How are you, Jeff?
So good.
Any news?
No news.
Anything interesting?
Nope.
There you go, Tom. Virtually day after day, that's how we start the show.
What would be interesting?
With the most, well, I don't know, something in your life.
No.
What's the point of living? If there's never anything
interesting.
Everything's
interesting to me that I do, but I don't expect...
Well, let's hear it. What's interesting? What's interesting to Jeff Lutz?
I'm going to go home and watch the Indians tonight at 8 o'clock. They play the Angels, maybe, at home. So
and that's interesting.
Yeah,
That interests you.
Can't wait. I'm excited about their roster decisions. I want to see their lineup. There's a lot of things. But is that interesting to the at-large public out there?
Probably not. Probably not. I would say
that certainly
doesn't interest me in the least. If I watched the Cardinals every day, I'd be bored stiff.
Well, it's not always exciting down there in spring training.
I don't get it. So whatever. That's it. What else is interesting?
That's pretty much it.
Anything in the marriage interesting?
I watched Temple-Belmont last night. Didn't do much for me. Temple choked kind of at the end.
Well, Belmont had a good game.
Yeah, they
from all accounts.
Right.
I did not watch it. I spent 4.5 hours last night in the City Hall chambers.
You were there for the whole time?
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't leave. Riveting.
I would have scooted out.
Why?
4.5 hours?
It was fascinating.
I'm glad you had that experience.
Every civics class ought to go to. I mean, it was incredible, really, to hear so many people get up and speak. Want to strangle half of them, but, you know, they're entitled to their opinion.
Right, they get their citizens' voice.
Just like I am.
Absolutely.
I have no more say than the idiot who got up.
What was the craziest opinion you heard yesterday?
Just, we can't do this, our taxes are...
That's not a crazy opinion.
We can't move McLean, we can't do anything with McLean, it's a scenic route. Please, people...
That's not a crazy opinion.
I think it's crazy.
Way. It's not.
Driving in your car down McLean, okay, I've done it for years. I've probably driven McLean Boulevard more than most people in this community. My route from my house to where I worked at the Wichita Eagle took me to McLean Boulevard every day for 35 years.
Sure.
Okay?
Why are you yelling?
I'm mad, man.
Chill for a little bit.
I don't want to chill.
That's loud to me. I can't imagine if I had my headset on.
Andrew, do you want me to chill?
Deep breath, Bob. Deep breath. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. You don't need to get angry about those people.
I don't, Andrew, I like feeling emotion.
Whether it's anger,
happiness, sadness. I got to feel something virtually all the time.
All right. I understand.
Now, my son's nothing like that. He's a flatliner.
Yeah, he's every day. How you doing? Good. Okay. Great day. You know, same thing.
Exactly.
It's all right.
That was a great impression of Jeff.
Wasn't bad.
I got Jeff, man. I got both of y'all. But I went to call yesterday. I got to go to Shinedown last night. Oh, man. It was awesome.
See, this is what I want from my son. When I ask him, what'd you do? What's interesting? I went to
I got to watch the Indians tonight.
Oh, man, I watched the Indians last night.
That's better.
Yeah, that's what I'm liking. Keep it up. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to start being you, Andrew.
Every parent would love a son or daughter like Andrew.
No, you wouldn't.
All right, Jeff. All right, I got a challenge for you, Jeff.
Go for it.
So every time I call the store, every time I call I want you to be as hype as you can only when I'm calling so we can work on it, okay?
That's cool, man. I'll do it. I will.
That's cool. There we go. I like it. You guys have a great
Thanks,
day.
Andrew.
Thank you. Call back tomorrow, bud, or Monday. Thanks.
That's so not you.
Why?
But it is me.
No, it's not.
Here's what's not me. Hi, Andrew. You're on the show. What do you have? That's just not.
When I'm over there, I do good.
What do you mean when you're over here?
When dude is on with me, I'm.
That's a matter of opinion.
I'm as charismatic as it gets.
I don't listen all that often.
Dude brings nothing, by the way, when I'm on. I'll just say
that. Tommy, is that your opinion? Really? If dude is listening, I'd like him to take
maybe
both of you.
Maybe it's my fault. I'll take some blame. I don't know. I don't.
Well, let me ask you this, Tom. Now, Tom's here every day, our engineer. He's been with our shows for, my goodness, over 15 years. Who's the better? Where does Duda flourish more? When Jeff's hosting or when I'm hosting? With me.
So you think it's my fault, Tom? Really?
See?
Why would it be my fault?
Because you don't bring it out.
I do.
I'm the type of guy that if I was on a team, they'd
How
say
come
he makes
can't bring
everyone,
me out?
He makes everyone better. How I do.
No, you don't.
I've made you into a character. You're an adult
please.
Character, but you're still a character.
No.
You're the flat line. I don't, you're that guy.
I'm
when
totally
Bob Huggins
myself.
Is your number one thing that you bring the show.
Are you telling me Bob
that's
Huggins
basically
is boring?
You just a couple notches down.
Thank you.
That's who you are.
Sure.
Bob Huggins.
I don't disagree.
Except you don't whisper.
Well, I don't. And,
that's you.
Got a big game.
That's you. If I if you were set to a 4 and I dialed you down to a 2, that's who you would be, Bob Huggins.
Me and Bob. Maybe that's why I relate so much. Maybe that's why I don't like Bob, because he's you. He embodies the things about me that I don't like. That's the only way people don't like each other is that I see too much of myself in that person.
Do you see too much of yourself in me?
No, I like you.
No, but you see a lot of yourself in me.
No.
In terms of the passions you have, music, baseball, who else? That's me.
Right, but my day-to-day personality, I don't think we're that much alike.
Huh.
I really don't.
You're kind of, you withhold a lot. I withhold a lot.
I say a lot, though, too.
What do you say?
Everything.
Give me an example of something you've opened up to your wife about.
Anything.
Recently. Well, tell me. What is it?
Feelings on moving.
Where are we with that, by the way?
I don't know.
The last we heard, you're probably going to stay where you are for a while. Is that still the...
I don't know. And then they came back with some different financing plan. It's always something with this. I don't think it'll ever be resolved. We'll be talking about it in 30 years.
Well, do you step up and have an opinion?
Not really.
Well, that's weak.
I don't have an opinion. If we're moving, great. Let's do it. I like being in my house and doing stuff like we did over the weekend, going to get little things, little lamps, little tables for our house and making it more our house. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how many lamps and tables did you get?
Well, I got a new end table and a new lamp, and we got some other stuff for the walls, and we got stuff we need to put up on the wall. We're going to make – my wife offered to make the bedroom an Eagles-themed room. Can you believe that?
I tell you, just when I think it can't get any more weird.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, it's just, there's no words to describe things like that.
Why?
It's just so bizarre to me.
What's bizarre about it?
Your bedroom?
Yeah, if anything, you know. Tell
really?
Me.
That's going to be what ignites passion?
Oh, yeah.
Looking at Tim Schmidt.
Uh-huh.
Well, that you got maybe for her, but that's weird.
Why?
That is, I'm telling you, that may... When you said it, I kind of went, let me think about this. Now I've made the decision.
You don't like
That's
it?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever
I
heard.
I love it.
Bedroom.
Yeah.
I can see a study.
And downstairs is the Indian room.
I can see a family room. But a bedroom
We're just
with
gonna
a
have
bunch
some...
of Eagle stuff in it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Oh, look, can't wait.
There's no one who designs a bedroom,
well, just putting
a
some,
themed bedroom.
Putting some records up, putting my little wall art that I made up. It's going to be fantastic.
I've never heard of a themed bedroom. Well, I mean, that's just never.
She offered, and what am I going to say? No? Of course I'm going to say yes to that. Can't wait to make it happen.
Yeah, I don't quite get it, but whatever. In the theme of last night's city council meeting, at which it was finally decided that the city will be selling 4 acres of land to Lou Schweckheimer and his group from Wichita Baseball for $1 per acre. The ballpark is coming up. It's going to be there. There's going to be baseball in 2020. Lou Schweckheimer, the aforementioned majority owner of Wichita Baseball, will join us at 5 o'clock. At 4:25 today, we'll talk Detroit Tigers in our American League Central previews. Jason Beck from MLB.com.
Poor Tigers.
Here's Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the show.
I just got a comment for Jeff. Be careful about the posters on the wall, Jeff, because my girlfriend was infatuated with Jim Morrison. Every time we were having fun, I had to look at his face every night. So be careful.
Yeah, like I said, Don Henley does it for me, though, so it's all good.
Yeah, but this may be more of your wife's, like, yeah, let's put that up. But nothing current. I want to see the Eagles when they were 25.
Okay, perfect.
That I'd be careful about this.
You think I'd be jealous that she had a crush on young Don Henley? No.
What if she had a crush on old Don Henley?
Even better.
Really?
Yeah. I have a crush on old Don Henley.
I cannot imagine being 36 years old and putting up posters.
Not posters, it's records.
I can't imagine it.
It's not going to be anybody's face on the wall.
When I was 20.
Nobody's face is going to be on the wall.
When I was a kid, 10 years old, one of those things, Tommy, back in the day where they were like a stapler, but you could put a name on them. And
label makers?
Yeah, something like that. But I did that for all of the St. Louis Cardinals and put them on some board so that I could see all their names. I'd have a couple Cardinals posters up at 10. At 11, I said, I'm too old for this.
All right.
And then took them all
down. I can't have
down.
Records in my room?
Not if you're over 11.
Okay, well, I'm going to. And they're going to be nicely displayed. It's good. Are these halls out there with these record displays? Is that weird?
It's not a bedroom.
So what?
It's a walkway. Well, that's of course, normal.
What's? They're walls. I don't get it.
I put up a picture of a pelican or something.
Nah.
Something that makes a little more sense.
That doesn't, not a pelican.
Yeah. Make it a bird room.
Yeah. Sorry.
869-1240.
I just got a tweet. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I know. You're always busy. No. You're always busy on something other than the show.
I'm on the show.
You're worried about Twitter.
Not worried about it. I just got a tweet.
Who cares? I mean, actually, who cares?
Someone wants a play-by-play of me being followed in through my neighborhood.
I read that. I don't even want to talk about it. You're going to get yourself killed someday.
I'm going to get myself killed
absolutely.
Because I didn't let some maniac
absolutely.
Cut me off.
You are going to get yourself killed
because
someday.
I didn't let, just say it. Because
right.
I didn't let a maniac
right.
cut me off.
What'd he do? What'd that maniac do?
So followed me.
To where?
Everywhere.
And then what?
He left.
He followed you everywhere.
Yes.
You're going to get yourself killed.
How?
What do you mean how?
What did I do?
It doesn't matter what you did, Jeff.
Right.
You're confrontational when you drive. And just hold on. I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm saying this to be truthful. Don't even talk.
Okay, but
someday, be quiet. Someday, some absolute nut job is going to hurt you.
The only reason you're
Am I
saying
right,
be,
Tom?
The only reason you're saying be quiet is because you know I didn't do anything.
Jeff, that's not the issue. You're misunderstanding. Whether you were in the wrong or not, you incited the confrontation.
How? Because I didn't let a guy cut me off in the rain when
right.
I would have to slam my brakes on and probably hit him.
Right.
For what?
I get it, but here's the bottom line on it, and you can live like this. I would ask you to become a little more wise and smart. I would not be confrontational when I was driving.
I wasn't confrontational. Can you imagine following someone?
You were probably scared. Yeah, I can.
Can you imagine that?
It happens all the time.
I'm not going where you're going. I'm in my car to go somewhere else.
I only want
to go there.
Of course I can imagine it.
Well, you're a psycho if you do
John,
that.
You're on the show.
Yeah, Bob, why don't you give the scores a National Junior College Tournament? Who gives a damn?
All right, John, you're
93
done.
93 to 88. Call,
John, you're done. Max, John, no more. I've had it with people. I'm going to, you talk about cutting people off. I'm cutting them off.
I think John was the previous caller, too.
No.
Talking about Jim Morrison.
Sounded
alike.
John doesn't like the show, yet he listens. I don't get that. That's like you cutting, I didn't cut anybody off.
I will say this.
Someday, you're going to call me and say, Dad, you're going to call your wife, you're going to call somebody and say, this psycho ran into me or shot me or did something.
Can you imagine following someone?
You're trying to validate this.
No, I don't need to validate it. I'm the victim. I don't need to validate my victimhood. I got followed by a crazy person.
Right.
That's not my fault.
But when you don't become a defensive driver and let these psycho nut jobs...
And I'm going to get in a wreck?
You're not going to get in a wreck.
For some guy trying to cut me off and I'm not letting him? If you need to be in the right lane, be in the right lane.
You're going to get hurt someday. That's the bottom line. And that's too bad. But you're taking way too many risks when you drive.
I can't believe anyone would follow anybody. Just go to where you're going.
See, you still don't get it.
No, I would never follow anybody.
You still don't get it. It's amazing to me that you're having one argument over there. And
right, because I'm the victim. That's the argument I'm having. I was wrong.
Tommy's in the middle of this. Was he the victim? But there's a but to it. Why exacerbate the situation?
I didn't want to get in a wreck, so I get followed.
Why make a bad situation worse?
It wasn't a bad situation.
This guy could have followed you. He could have pulled out a gun, and that'd be it.
Right.
Feel good about that?
And that's my fault. So
I'm saying it's your fault.
But you certainly contributed to it. I did not.
Oh,
and
no question.
I will go to my grave knowing
so you're
going to
do
nothing.
That again.
If someone's cutting me off and I don't want them to, yeah, I will continue to drive in my lane where I have the right of way. I don't owe him anything. If you need to be in that lane, you should be in that lane already.
Well,
find a way to get into that lane.
You're living on the edge.
Find a way to get into that lane before you have to cut somebody off.
That's ridiculous.
That's the truth. And that's how I drive. If I need to be in that lane, I'm going to go be in that lane. That's how driving
works.
Well,
you're going to have some real issues. And this is not the first time on this show we've had these discussions.
Right.
I never have these
problems. I attract psychos. Yeah, you drive 48 and a 60. No, I don't. That's a whole other problem.
I don't drive 48 and a 60.
You drove yesterday in heavy rain without your headlights on. We all have our issues behind the wheel.
I don't get followed by drivers. Never have. Not one time in my life.
But can you believe that anyone would follow anybody?
Here's Pastor Mike. How are you, Pastor Mike?
Well, I'm just a little concerned, like you are, Bob, that Jeff's going to get with some crazy person that will end up literally.
And here's how, what is that noise? Are you feeding ducks?
I don't know. It came on my computer. It's weird.
Here's how this incident ended, with Jeff in the driveway of a stranger's house honking his horn incessantly.
That's what I did. What else was I supposed to do?
That's such an adult moment.
What else
Way
am I
go.
Supposed to do?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Supposed
Mike.
To just get killed?
Well, no, but why wouldn't you just let him in front of you? It was only like 10 seconds that he would have taken.
Because he was never in front of me.
Big deal.
In front of you, yeah. We're concerned about you. This is an issue. You have a wife and a daughter.
So I'm just supposed to let everyone else.
That seems like an anger management issue to me.
So I'm just supposed to let psychos be psychos. I don't know how to do that, Pastor Mike.
I understand it's hard, but that's for self-preservation. I mean,
there's a dang good chance that if somebody follows you like that, they have weapons in their car.
They're crazy.
Right.
Anybody follows like that is crazy.
Like every turn I made, this turn, that turn, that, you just kept following me. It was insane.
I think you contributed to it.
I didn't, and that's okay.
Thanks, Pastor Mike.
Well, no problem, but be safe, Jeff.
I'm doing my best.
Okay.
Just not a good look. Let's get to Damien. Damien, you're on the show. Hey. What do you have?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Well.
What's up? We're good.
You good?
Okay. You're on, Damien.
All right. Your defensive driving, you know, that's good to have that sometimes, you know. But, like, sometimes you got to be on the offensive, too, because you can't just let people bully you on the road. I agree with Jeff.
Well.
Right.
Good luck.
And I'm
going to
get in a wreck for some crazy person?
Yeah, I don't see you getting in a wreck. Thanks, Damien.
It could have been.
That's crazy. You're crazy. Steve, you're next.
Yeah, Bob. Most time I feel kind of bad for Jeff because you're always beating him up. But today I say I'd have to agree with you because I and my wife went down to casinos one time, came across the bridge right out of Arc City, and had some crazy person pull in front of me no more than 50 yards. I had bright lights on, and I'm flying. And they followed me all the way back to Wichita. It didn't matter if I sped up, if I slowed down. They followed me through the tolls, everything, until I got back to the Derby turnoff.
Well, sorry to hear that, Steve. There's psychos out there. I'd just as soon not irritate them, but that's just me. Thanks. I'm not a psycho when I drive.
Right.
So I don't want to irritate the psychos who do drive.
I didn't
do anything,
though.
It makes my life more problematic.
All I did was drive in my lane.
That's not the issue.
That's all I did. I didn't make any moves. I did nothing. You understand that? There was no move that I made.
That's not the issue.
I prevented another move, which isn't my responsibility.
Let's take a break. When we return, we'll talk to Jason Beck, MLB.com. He covers the Detroit Tigers. We'll get our American League Central preview from Jason Beck and the Tigers up next on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.